Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering whether to put a measure on the ballot.
I'm very concerned about our budget.
Governor Rick
Snyder. It's Wednesday, the morning we talk with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry about state politics. Jack, a report out this week from the Citizens Research Council shows state revenue grew by more than $1 billion between 2009 and 2012. But it also shows that revenues for local governments dropped by about that amount. Why the discrepancy, and what does it mean for local governments?
Well, there are a number of factors, but the main one seems to be the decline in revenue sharing. Local governments, especially Detroit, have complained with a lot of justification that the state has sort of reneged on promises to share revenue with them. This is an idea that goes back to the 70s or 80s, revenue sharing, and cities had come to be to depend on that money. And so what it means is cities have less money for services, less money to fix roads and do other things that cities need to do.
Okay, let's move to Detroit. The city of Detroit has reached a deal on pensions for retirees. This is a major step in Detroit's bankruptcy. Tell us why.
It would seem to be a sort of a two-pronged deal. First of all, they reached a deal with the police and fire retirees. Kevin Ard had been talking about cuts of 4% or 10% if they didn't approve. And the new deal, suddenly they have no cuts at all, and they have a reduced COLA, cost of living adjustment of 1%. But then the more major deal was with the general retirees, who are much more numerous. Kevin Orr had been talking about a 26% cut for them. Now that's down to a 4.5% cut, but they don't get any cost of living at all. So this is going to make a bankruptcy settlement much easier for the city. But we have to remember, I'm going to talk about this more at 1:30 today, we have to remember that it all hinges on the state legislature agreeing to come up with $350 million for that Fund the Shore pensions and save the DIA, and that is still far from a done deal.
Let's stay in Detroit for a minute now. Yesterday, Cranes Detroit reported that Belle Isle, a state park in Detroit, will be closed to the public from September 7th to the 11th during the Intelligent Transport System's 21st World Congress. The event is for business executives, politicians, and tech types to take a look at the latest in transportation. Now, a lot of people were very upset about this. Now, the state says the public will have some access to the island. Tell us about this controversy.
First of all, this is a classic example of that public pressure can produce something. When people found out about this and started getting upset, the state said, well, we didn't mean the whole park, we're just closing part of the park. But it's also sort of a politically motivated protest. This is not the first time Belle Isle has been closed. Indeed, it's been closed several times years ago when the Grand Prix was held there, and it's been closed, I believe, for some other events, or part of it has been closed. It has to do with the controversy over Belle Isle being a state park. And as we know, starting this year, as people get new license plates, if you don't get the state park sticker, which you pay a little extra for when you get your license plates or tags renewed, you have to pay $11 to get into any state park, including Belle Isle.
And finally, General Motors is reeling in the wake of the botched recall involving faulty ignition switches and ignition locks. Now there have been some management changes. Fill us in.
Well, when a baseball team finishes last, they always fire the manager, at least the coaches. And of course, with all this going on, the ignition switch and then the ignition lock assembly recall, it was announced yesterday that the senior vice president for global communications and public policy, in a sense, their chief lobbyist and communicator, and the head of the global human resources have been fired. They didn't use the term fired, but they've been fired. They've been dumped from the company. And it's not clear at all how that's related. They, in fact, said it wasn't directly related to the ignition switches. But you've got to make some changes to sort of satisfy public opinion when you have a crisis of this magnitude. And Mary Barra is moving to do that. Whether other heads are going to roll, we just have to wait and see.
All right, Jack, as always, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.